I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about when things click. When things click, just this week on our partner Zoom, we're talking about this principle that God has built into the world of just practicing and repetition. For example, on these daily communions, we do some repetition, where we go through our four fundamentals every day, and we work on practicing these things. And we talked about, just like in sports, for example, for me, I played baseball up through college. And in sports, you go through this process of just a lot of repetition where you're practicing things over and over and over again to get it to the place where things finally click. Things finally click. Things kind of fall into place and you can begin to execute these things automatically without really even having to think about it. And that's our goal here as we go through these four fundamentals that we often talk about in our daily communion meditations, is to practice these things and practice them and practice them and work on sustaining these things as we go throughout our day. To get to the place where it's automatic, where things come at us in life, and just our automatic response is to stay positioned in the light, to keep magnifying God, to keep taking action on the things that we know to do, keep staying tuned into Him. That's just our automatic response because we've practiced and we've practiced and we've practiced to the point where it's just clicked and we understand how things fit together. When things click, we get this understanding. Things just fall into place. Think about something clicking into place. All of a sudden, we get the positioning right. The connections fit together. Beautiful things begin to happen when we get to this place where things click. But often we have to go through this process of working to get to the place where things click. We have to get to this place where we're practicing it consistently. We talked about in our partner Zoom this week about how there's certain things in life that you can't really learn from reading a book. You have to actually go in. You can't learn them just by reading. You could try to learn a book about swimming or about riding a bike or about lifting weights, but until you go in and you actually try to ride the bike or swim or lift the weights, it doesn't make sense what they're talking about. When you actually go in and you experience what that feels like, all of a sudden the book that you're reading about it or the video that you're watching about it begins to make a lot more sense. And the Bible, I believe, is a very similar thing. There's a lot of things in the Bible that are very hard to understand until you're walking it out, until you're putting into practice the things that you're learning. And some things you won't be able to understand until you put those things into practice. I believe it's the same way. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we do some repetition to get to this place where things click. And that requires some hearing and rehearing and hearing things over and over and over again. To get to this place where we finally get it, we build some deeper and stronger connections because masters of anything are truly masters of the fundamentals. But we start with about a 2-minute-long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to go through our four fundamentals each day before our time of communion. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, all their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes. to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through our other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. You keep practicing these four things. Really, in all of life, whatever skill you want to master, usually there's just some very, very basic fundamentals. And if you'll master those fundamentals, it will take you to higher and higher and higher levels through constant repetition of the fundamentals. And things are going to click. Things are going to get to this place where you build these connections and you build this understanding of these things in a way that most people are not aware of. There are some things that you can learn about the fundamentals in every area that you can only learn through practice and repetition. But you got to practice the right way. You got to put the fun in the fundamentals. Where you bring some energy, you bring some presence, you bring some joy and life into your day today. And practicing these four things. You get good at these four things, it's going to change your life. Number one, getting positioned in the light. Then magnifying that light, making it bigger and brighter and greater. Staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today. And then taking action and doing the things that you know to do. And a part we don't often talk about that on the doing what you know to do is being persistent in it. Being consistent and persistent in it, where you keep going, even when there's challenges, there's obstacles, you keep showing up, you keep doing the things that you know to do, even when there's some pressure on you. Let's talk about our first one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. And it's been an interesting thing. As I've recorded, as we go through the repetition for myself, recording these things daily, it's just every day you begin to build these little connections where you just understand these things on a different level. But this is the on-off switch. We got to get the lights turned on, and we want to keep them on all day. We want to take our position in the light, take our position in Christ. First prerequisite for that, forgiveness. And forgiveness flowing through three levels. We're receiving it from God. We're forgiving ourselves, and we're walking in forgiveness with other people. Any lack of forgiveness in any three of those areas can shut off our positioning in the light, can turn off the lights. And the motivation behind all that forgiveness was love. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. God is light, God is love. They're one and the same. To walk in the light is to walk in love. And we got to receive that love from God. You got to truly experience God's love. People often talk about how God loves you so much and things like that. And people have heard that. People know about that. But there's a difference in experiencing it. As you take your position in the light, you begin to walk with God every day. You're going to begin to experience his love. And then it's taking that love that you experience and begin to love yourself the same way that he's loved you. And then letting it flow through you where you walk in love with other people the same way that he's loved you. And a simple test you can do just to check out where you're at in your love walk. When you're interacting with people, what's going on in your heart? As they're talking to you, you're interacting with them. What are you thinking about? You're thinking about the ways that they've wronged you. Maybe you got a grudge that you're holding against them. That's the lack of forgiveness. Maybe you're thinking about how they wronged you. Maybe you're thinking about how you don't agree with them and you're whatever. Or are you thinking about, hey, I love this person. I want to be a blessing to this person. How can I do some good for this person? Because love gives. What's going on in your heart as you interact with people? Just a simple something we can use. And then to be positioned in the light is to be positioned in gratitude and praise, because everything is received from God by faith. We take our position in the light by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise, especially when you haven't seen the answer yet. Gratitude and praise. And what's the opposite? If this is the on switch, being positioned in forgiveness and love and gratitude and praise, what turns it off? Bitterness, unforgiveness, holding grudges, lack of love, and complaining. Venting and complaining, all those types of things. Shut off the light. We got to keep an eye on our position. It's either on or off, black or white, hot or cold. Which one are we in here? And paying attention to this throughout the day. And it's not worth it when we step out of the light. It's not worth it to step into unforgiveness or into complaining. Why? Because we shut off the access to all of this. In the light is everything God has. He's given us everything he has in Christ. You think about this, and there's more than this, I'm sure. His spirit and power and kingdom and presence, his love. Think about it. You could have his peace flowing through you. You could have his joy flowing through you. You could have his mind and wisdom. He's given us the mind of Christ. He's given us his wisdom and spirit. You could have his health and energy flowing through your body. You could have his time. He can be doing the work through you. His finances flowing through you. And so much more. Everything he has is in the light. It's not worth it to step out of it. But then we got to magnify that light. We got to make it bigger and greater. To magnify is to make bigger and greater and to expand the capacity, to give God a bigger place to work and flow through us in our lives. Because it starts in our spirit, but then we got to magnify it. And we got to work it out into our mind, into our emotions, into our imagination to give God a bigger place to work and flow in our lives. Because it's got to cross that bridge to be able to get out into the physical world. It starts in our spirit. But it's got to cross through our mind and emotions and get out into the world to where we actually see the fruit of it. How do we do this? We magnify the light. It's all about what we're focused on. We're all magnifying something every day. We're all focused on and magnifying something every day. We might as well just start turning it around and start magnifying the light so God can go to work. Because we're already doing it anyway. It's just substituting and changing what we're focused on. What we're thinking about, what I'm meditating on, what I'm talking about all throughout the day, to magnify the light. You're going to get his word and his promises and everything he has. It's going to get established in your heart so that it's fixed and immovable. How are we going to do that? We're going to magnify his word all throughout the day, just thinking about, talking about, studying, rolling it over in your mind, talking about his word and his promises. His unfailing love. You think about that. Love never fails, and God is love. His faithfulness, that he's always on time, that he always fulfills his promises, that all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. He'll never leave us or forsake us. To magnify his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. And just to think about and just meditate on all that he's already done in your life, all that he's already done for us in Christ. To magnify our righteousness in Christ. There, Jesus made us right with God. We have peace with him. We have his blessing and favor on our lives. He wants to help us. He has the eager and ardent desire. He has zeal to do good for us, zeal to help us. He wants to help us more than we know. To magnify every good thing that he put within us. We have this treasure in jars of clay. To magnify all that's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. And all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems, but it's making God bigger than those issues or problems. We're going to have issues and problems in life, but often we build them up in our minds. We magnify them and we make them bigger and bigger in our minds. And God begins to look smaller and smaller. This is to magnify God and to focus on him and choose to make him bigger than the problems. But those problems look like nothing for him. Just choosing what we're going to magnify. But he does give us a choice. We could choose to magnify darkness. We could choose to just sit there and meditate and stew on all the ways we've been wronged. the things that people have done to us, the things that could have, should have, or would have happened. Just be meditating on the issues and problems all day, where we're building them up. We're building them up in our minds, and they become almost insurmountable in our minds. We could be dwelling on our past and making our issues from our past so big that it keeps us from moving forward in the future. We can be worrying about the future and just get so worried about what's coming in the future that it paralyzes us from moving forward. We can be toiling away in our mind, just trying to figure everything out. But there's a better way. This is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. Because when we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying darkness. Everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all that pressure and all that weight is just sitting right on you. And it might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Energy levels are a great indicator. All of a sudden, you just feel tired and you don't know why. Could be your position in darkness. Then there's this fear and the stress and the worry, the dread of the future. Confusion, you don't know which way to go or which thing to do, which path to take. Then there's the vicious cycles, just these bad habits, these bad patterns, self-sabotage, and just keep repeating over and over and over and over again. Seems like it never ends. But we're in the light. Number one, there's rest for your soul. Because we're trusting in God's unfailing love for us. There's rest in our soul. And all of a sudden, when we rest, we get secure. We get more present, and all of a sudden we can see all these opportunities that were around us that we never saw before, because we become externally focused rather than internally focused. When we're in the darkness, think about the color black as all the colors wrapped together and absorbed in. Light, everything reflected back out. We rest in our soul and our presence begins to increase. We become externally focused. Everything becomes free and easy and effortless and energizing. Your energy levels begin to rise up. That faith and courage begin to rise up on the inside of you. God's peace begins to flow on the inside of you. It begins to guard your heart and your mind. That peace that surpasses all understanding. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow. You've got hope in any and every situation because you've got God with you. And nothing's impossible for Him. All of a sudden, you get these aha moments where you just know exactly what to do. Get these flashes of insight where you just know that you know that you know this is the right thing. This is the path forward. This is the thing to do right now. And all of a sudden, it just becomes effortless. Just bad habits, bad patterns, cycles that you're in just begin to fall off. Just begin to fade away as God begins to set you free. Not through your effort, not through your toiling, just through resting in Him. And the good news is, this is a tremendous gift of grace. If we recognize we're off track, it only takes 1 second to turn it around. Just a very simple prayer. Father, forgive me. What do we say? How do we get positioned in the light? Forgiveness, love, gratitude, and praise. Father, forgive me for focusing on that, for magnifying that, for getting out of position. Thank you for your amazing grace, your steadfast, unfailing love for me. And just start praising Him and thanking Him. Boom, you'll be right back in 1 second later. And it's getting to the place where we sustain this positioning throughout the day. But some of this has got to click. It's got to click. It's got to get to this place where we practice this and we understand it because we've put it into practice. We understand it because we know it. We've done it. And now it's just growing it and taking it to the next levels. And as soon as you change your focus, it just begins to flow all of a sudden. And then we got to stay tuned in each day. Staying tuned in. As you take these first two steps, you get positioned in the light, you start magnifying the light. All of a sudden, you get so much more present. And it turns you into a better listener. Turns you into a better listener. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us to this beautiful, spacious place. This free from all restriction, but we got to stay tuned in for His leading and direction today. And so taking a few minutes every day, this is a key fundamental. Do you take a few minutes every day to slow down and just connect and listen for God? At least a few minutes, and then stay listening and tuned in as you go throughout your day. you stay positioned in the light, you're going to start hearing more and more clearly from God. I like to do it with a journal before bed. Just get still and get quiet. God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me today? Is there anything I missed? If I did, would you please show me again? And he'll do it every single time. He wants to give it to you. And then if you're ever unsure on what to do or which direction to go, which decision to make, ask. Ask him. And then wait till you know. Every single time he will show you what to do. And there may be some times where he says, I'm going to leave this decision up to you. Just like all good parents want their children to learn how to make decisions on their own, God will eventually turn some decisions over to us. And he say, you make the decision and I'll be with you. I'll back it. You make the decision. I'll be with you. I'll be right there with you, along with you. If you're about to make a big mistake, I'd let you know. I'm going to let you make this decision. If you're about to make a big mistake, I'll let you know. If you haven't heard anything within a couple of days, ask him that question. Are you leaving this decision up to me? Because he will do that at times. And then once you know what to do, it's time to take action. Putting it into practice, taking action quickly. We have to have this ability in life to both go slow and to go fast, to slow down and listen and connect with him, but also take high levels of action with a high sense of urgency today. So what are those things that are piling up on the inside, your internal to-do list, that you things that you know to do? Your conscience is also another way God's speaking to us, trying to show us what to do. Is there anything popping up in your conscience like, oh, I know I need to do that. I keep meaning to do that. I keep procrastinating on that. Those are all God's leading. That's him trying to say, hey, you need to do this. Been trying to show you for 2 weeks now. You need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. It keeps popping up in your mind. Time to take action. Maybe there's some things you have a leading or excitement to do. And then it's about going about your day, executing and doing it together with God. All those things that are on God's plan for our lives are meant to be done in partnership with him. Doing it together with him and doing it with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with peace and joy and confidence in him. Keep your positioning in the light as you execute. Keep your positioning in the light as you listen. Keep your positioning in the light as you execute with God today. Important things. As you do that, it's going to turn you into something like a magnet. In the world of science, when you get electrical current flowing through a wire, it begins to create a magnet. As you receive all God has for you and you begin to get it flowing through your life and out into the world, it does something like magnetizes you, where it begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. And we're going to get to this place where things click. You understand. We understand his grace. We understand all that he's made available to us in Christ. We understand finally. Wait a minute. He's with me. He wants to help. And we stop trying to do life on our own. We stop trying to figure it all out on our own. We stop worrying and magnifying all these issues. We just finally get it. Wait a minute. He's with me. And he wants to help. And we begin to see the connections. When things click, we begin to see how the pieces fit together, how things fall into place. And all of a sudden, this ease begins to come. Once heard the example of, think about a kid who's learning to read. They're working, they're learning their alphabet, they're learning the special sounds, they're learning how words fit together. And all of a sudden, they get to this place where they can just read fluently. They don't have to think about it anymore. They get to this place where they can just read fluently. Now they can take their mind any place they want to go. They can read about all kinds of different things now. Also, it gets to the place where now I'm not just reading to try to read the words and to see what the word is. I can read for understanding. I can read for depth and growing in my knowledge. We can go to further and further levels when things finally click. We get past the basics, but you're still working the fundamentals, but now you've taken those fundamentals to a higher level. I don't know how to fully explain it. But we're going to take communion over this today. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you. That you're with us. and you love us and you want to help. You loved us so much, you're willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? Father, we're asking for your help, to help us get to this place where we understand, where things just click, things fall into place, and things become easy and effortless without having to think about it. Just becomes our go-to habits. We're asking for your help as we practice and we train to get us to this place where things click and we get there faster. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And they said, "Take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. He's with you. He wants to help. Nothing would make him happier, I believe, than doing life together with you, turning your life into a living testimony for him of all his goodness and all his love. And the cup of his wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that could happen. We could have the cup of his blessing. That was the lengths he was willing to go to get us to this place. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So in Corinthians, it says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is really important because in the case of a will or an estate or an inheritance, nothing's activated until the death is proven. Every time we proclaim his death, it's like we're activating all the benefits of this. That God's with us and he wants to help. To make it very, very simple, he's with us, he loves us, and he wants to help. He's given us everything he has in Christ. Every resource and good thing that he has, he's made available to us because he wants to help. That's how much. And we got to practice this and train it consistently to where we get it, where things click. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup. And he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us in. We have this covenant of peace and love with God. And I believe as your understanding grows, you see him just working in your life. You practice these fundamentals and you experience them, not just hear about them, but you truly put them into practice and you experience them. You're going to experience his love. And you're going to know his heart that much better. And that's what it's all about, getting to know him, having this personal relationship with him that just transforms your life. So Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. We talk about making today a masterpiece. How are we going to do that? You're going to stay positioned in the light. You're going to keep magnifying that light today. Keep your mind on it. Keep focused on it. Pay attention to the symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly and you stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. And the things that you know to do, you take action on and you do them together with God. You do that day by day. He's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the Abundant Life Training Center. www.daylycommunionmeditation.com.